This week, we're talking to the Rolling Stones, one by one. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary as a band, and we asked each of the Stones to pick one song from their archive to talk about. Yesterday, Keith Richards riffed on Street Fighting Man, and today we'll hear from drummer Charlie Watts, at 71, the eldest statesman of the band. As the Stones' website says, despite resigning after every tour since 1969, Charlie continues to be the heartbeat of the Rolling Stones.
I chose Satisfaction, I think. It was just the first really big record we ever made, and it's an iconic riff. It just sums up the whole period, really.
Remember, as you were recording it, thinking, this is a great song. This song is going to be huge.
No.
No?
No, never think things like that. Uh-huh.
It was the first number one single in the States, right?
I don't know, but it was quite a big record. I don't know if it was. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not very good. We need Bill Wyman for that sort of thing.
I read this, Charlie Watts, that originally the song was at a different tempo, and when you re-recorded it, you set a different pace. Is that right?
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
It's going well, this interview. <isn't it? laughs>
You mentioned Bill Wyman, the longtime bass player for the Stones. I wanted to ask you about something that he said. He said, every rock and roll band follows the drummer except our band. Our drummer follows the rhythm guitarist, who is Keith Richards.
That's true.
Do you agree with that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I've always followed Keith on stage, I'm talking about. I always look to him for the time. He usually starts the intros. And very much when we were in the early period of our existence, because, you know, monitors were kind of non-existent. So I had to have his amplifier quite close to me, and they weren't very big amplifiers. So with an audience shouting, I needed that to know where the changes came, everything, because you could very rarely hear Mick.
Great song to talk about backbeat.
I don't know if Pretty Woman was before this, and then there's another one that Stevie Wonder did that had that sort of beat on it. It came about at the same time, really. You know, a lot of pop songs, as you call them, you know, they're based around a rhythm that becomes fashionable, you know, disco or something. And that one was a fashionable one at that time.
Now, at that moment, the studio door in New York popped open and Mick Jagger stuck his head in with an answer for Charlie Watts.
Uptight was the tune.
Well done, Mick. That's the one. It was Uptight by Stevie Wonder. Okay, how did he hear that? Oh, I'm on air.
He has an answer for everything, that man.
Sorry, a backbeat. Backbeat is two and four, and you hit it harder than the first beat, and it's played on a snare drum. Well, one. It's the loudest of the four beats.
When Satisfaction became such a monster hit, number one in the U.S. and in the U.K., what was the effect on the band? How did that change things for you?
You know, it's great to have the whole world dancing to your own songs and rhythm. So fantastic to hear on the radio. You know, I never play our records, but I love hearing them, you know, if they're on the car radio or something. It's very, I don't know, it does wonders for the ego, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know, but I guess it would.
Well, it is. It's the highest sort of accolade you can have, really.
Well, Charlie Watts, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
And you. Thank you.
Rolling Stone Charlie Watts, who's also a great jazz drummer, his first love. Tomorrow on the program, guitarist Ron Wood with his choice. He's sticking up for a song that he thinks gets unfairly overlooked.
It's really up, and it gets everyone dancing, just like it says in the title.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.